Hi, this is William Simmons, and you are listening to Medicare Stress Relief, my podcast based on my book of the same title, Medicare Stress Relief. That will be reissued here probably by mid-March, and I'm excited about that. It does have changes for the 2022 year and some updates that I thought were important for people who are transitioning to Medicare and also people who are already on Medicare. Today's episode, I'm going to start talking about Medicare Part D. Now, Medicare Part D refers to prescription drug plans. So if someone says you need a Part D plan, we're talking about a prescription drug plan. Medicare doesn't require people to be on a Part D plan. However, the risk is that if you are not on a Part D plan, and because maybe the medications you're taking are very inexpensive, or you're not taking any medications, the risk is that if you do not sign up when you're first eligible for Medicare, that if you wait 2 or 3 years when you go to enroll in a prescription drug plan or feel like, hey, maybe I need one now, there's a high likelihood that you will incur penalties for not signing up previously. So that's something to be aware of when you're making this transition to Medicare, is that Part D plans, Medicare doesn't require them. However, you can potentially be penalized for not signing up for a Part D plan. Now, the Part D plans cover basic medications such as heart medication, cholesterol, what your doctors, either primary care or specialist, have prescribed that you take down to your local pharmacy. And that is a Part D medication. There are medications that are covered under Part B, original Medicare Part B, which are medications that have to be administered by a doctor's office or other provider, such as chemotherapy or other infusion-type medications. But for this segment, we are talking about Part D drugs, such as a statin that you take down to your local pharmacy to have filled. Now, prescription medications can perhaps provide the most financial risk for a Medicare beneficiary, because it all depends on the medications the individual has taken. And some medications can be very expensive. We're not going to go into this today, but in the future, we're going to talk about the stages of the prescription drug plans. There are 4 stages. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the tiers of medications and how they can potentially be a risk or a financial risk for individuals. I always use the term medication mix because individuals have different medications. You may have one individual who takes 2 medications, and one is a generic, the other is a brand name, and so that individual has a higher risk, so to speak, for having higher prescription costs. And then you have another individual who takes 2 generics, and that person's risk for prescription drug costs is a lot lower. We're going to talk about that. And then today, I just want to introduce the topic of prescription drug plans, which, as I said, are identified as Part D of Medicare. So this is William Simmons. You have been listening to Medicare Stress Relief. Thank you, and I hope that you will stay tuned for our next episode when we start getting into the phases of prescription drug plans and cost, etc. Today is February 21st of 2022. Thank you for listening and have a great day.